Today we're going to look at a story about how Padre Pio was an untiring apostle. He literally breathed apostolate, desiring with every breath that he had the salvation of souls of everyone. So we're going to have a look at a story, some stories on that. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. I am Edward Urban, and on this channel, Following Padre Pio, we take a glimpse into the supernatural life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker. We offer you a series of short stories, so please do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And we ask you also to join us in our Padre Pio apostolate. You can help us by liking our videos, that is clicking on the like button below, sharing these videos with your friends, colleagues, or someone you think may benefit from the video itself. And also if you're new to our channel, then do subscribe to our channel. Once you've subscribed, you do have to click that reminder bell to receive notifications in future. Padre Pio, at one time, he went back to his hometown, that is Pietrelcina, and he was assigned there to help the archpriest. His name was Don Panulo. And some people at this stage were wondering, is Padre Pio not a little bit radical or perhaps crazy because of his ecstasies that people had heard about and also because of his severe penances that he undertook? So this was in people's mind. And now let's see what happened. And as our Lord said, a prophet is not always accepted in his hometown. Yet gradually, this is how Padre Pio worked at it, the people of Pietrelcina began to realize and they began to respect and to be amazed with Padre Pio. And this was not so much because of his miracles, which were incredible in themselves, but it was more because of his exceptional example. Sometimes he did some very difficult things. Let's look at a few cases like this. Our first example, whenever Padre Pio passed the house of his previous tutor, Domenico Tizzani, he would always ask Tizzani's wife and daughter, who were standing on the veranda, how everyone was doing, and then he would make sure he would pass his greetings on to Tizzani. Now there's a bit of history with Tizzani. We must remember that Tizzani, he had been a priest and then he had left the priesthood to get married. And it sounds like a bit of an irregular situation because he became Padre Pio's tutor as well. And Padre Pio just found there was a mental block because of this irregular situation. He was unable to study under Tizzani's tutelage. So it ended up that all the money spent there was wasted. His father had gone to America to earn money for him to study to become a priest. He could not complete his studies because of this. There was a bit of bad blood, but on Tizzani's side, there was a lot of antipathy. And he just absolutely refused to meet anyone associated with the church thereafter. So now one day Padre Pio asked Tizzani's daughter how Tizzani was doing. And the response was a bit of a shock. Sick and very close to death, she said. Well, can I come and see how he is? Padre Pio asked. Yes, of course you can, she answered and led him straight into the house. And then she called out to her father, Father, Padre Pio is here. And what do you think happened next? All that antipathy that Tizzani had been harboring in his heart for so long. And now, on meeting Padre Pio, Tizzani broke down in tears. So what an example Padre Pio had shown us there. He broke down in tears, Tizzani. And although for many years he had been absolutely steadfast and obstinate in remaining unrepentant, he now asked Padre Pio to hear his confession. And he wept bitterly over his sins. And he made up with God right there and then. And he gave himself to the mercy of Jesus. And it was just in time too, because a day later, within a day, Tizzani was dead. So he had a narrow escape. Now, when Padre Pio told the story to the archpriest, Don Panulo, he was absolutely overjoyed. Don Panulo was overjoyed and he fell on his knees and he thanked our Lord. He had tried many times to approach Tizzani. It hadn't worked. And here Padre Pio had come, come and done this by his example. A second example. Now, Padre Pio would often go to celebrate Mass in some of the neighboring villages around about. And then on the way back, he would make sure he would stop and he would talk to some of the farmers. Perhaps hadn't been to Mass, he didn't want to neglect them. And everyone thought that Padre Pio was friendly and concerned and very approachable. And yet, the truth is, behind the scenes, people did not realize that Padre Pio found this very difficult because, as he wrote to Padre Benedetto one day, most of the time it pains me. It's not easy to speak to someone who God doesn't tell me about. And then Padre Pio tells us that if sometimes a certain conversation is dragging on, I try to leave in a discreet way. If I'm unable to, then I have to really force myself to stay with great effort. It is for me an agony. So though he appeared so friendly to all the farmers on the route, he did not find it easy. Yet as a priest, he was always kind, happy, polite, and also witty. Though he was also serious. So if something was out of order, he didn't condone it. He would not spare his words if he had reason to believe that someone was acting against one of God's laws. But Padre Pio was so successful at reaching the hearts of people that people would in fact accept from him accusations that if someone else had made the same accusation against them, it would have ended up in a fight. So Padre Pio just had this way of dealing with people, put them at ease, and he could reach their hearts and change them. Here's a third example. Now, Padre Pio was absolutely against any work on Sundays. He wanted the Sabbath Sunday to be kept holy, though he was not against healthy amusements on Sunday, as he would often organize games for people so that they could have fun. He did not see that as violating the Sabbath, the holy day. As we know, God rested on the seventh day, and so we meant to rest on the seventh day as well. Now, one time his father, Grazio, was overseeing the harvest, and he was insisting that the ripe wheat be harvested as quickly as possible so that it would not be damaged by the sun or the weather. So it's a big thing for a farmer. They can lose a percentage of their crop within days if it's not done. And to him, to Grazio, it sounded absolutely reasonable. So he thought that God won't hold this against me as it involves a necessity of life. However, Padre Pio was not exactly in agreement, and he quoted scripture on this, saying, "Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. 6 days were created for you to work, and the seventh day is one of rest, the Lord your God prescribed. You must not do any work on the seventh, not you, not your sons or your daughter, or even your slaves or cattle or stranger within your gates." So God established this pretty much as a spiritual principle. And then Padre Pio asked Grazio, his father, "Were these not the words of God?" Oh, Grazio, of course, had to agree. The words of his son were right. And then he gave up his work on Sundays. And to his great surprise, to Grazio's great surprise, he found that his agricultural enterprises were not affected by keeping the Sabbath. So this may sound a bit of a difficult principle to keep, because what if there's an emergency, or you know, certain professions do have to work on a Sunday if one's a doctor or something. But at the same time, we must bear in mind a lot of trends are eating away at the Sabbath. For instance, malls obliging everyone to stay open on a Sunday. Padre Pio slowly won people over to his side by this continuous apostolate. Everything he did was part of his apostolate. And of course, we can all imitate him too. Now, dear friends of following Padre Pio, sacred scripture tells us this, that those who instruct many to justice shall shine as stars for all eternity. And apparently that's in Daniel chapter 12. So we invite you to become part of this by becoming a protected child of Padre Pio. And through that, you'll be enabling our team to inspire people and to help people to not give up hope and faith in God in these certainly very trying times. And you will be helping souls in need, souls for whom our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. So on our part, we also have regular masses celebrated for those who join our Protected Child of Padre Pio program, and there are other benefits too. Now, Padre Pio promised that he would wait for his spiritual children at the gates of heaven. So please do find out more by clicking on the video on the end screen that follows right here. And you can also click on the link in the description, this video description directly below. And we thank you for joining us on this video. And please also remember to leave your comments below.